我相信神会用你们的生命来、啊、带来更多的光。
this morning I want to bring a message on the priorities of the church.
今天早上我讲的信息就是教会的优先次序。
You know, from time to time it's important that we re-examine what is really important about church.
时常我们需要来省察教会什么才是最重要的呢？
What are we doing?
我们在做什么呢？
Why are we doing it?
我们为什么这样做呢？
Just to say we've always done it this way is not a good reason.
只说啊，我们一直都是这样做的，其实是不够的。
As believers, we need to know that whatever we do, we need to base on what the scriptures teach us.
作为信徒，我们要明白，我们所做的一切都是要基于圣经。
And if we want to study about the church, there's a great book in the Bible that can give us a lot of help.
我们如果要了解教会的话，其实有一卷非常好的书。
It is the book of Acts.
就是《使徒行传》。
Now it's interesting that the English title in the Bible only calls it Acts.
啊，很有趣的是啊，在英文里面只是称它为《行传》。
The Chinese Bible has it correctly. It says the Acts of the Apostles.
中文圣经翻译的非常正确。是《使徒行传》。
Just like the German word for that is also good.
其实呢，在德文也是很正确的。
In Germany, we call it Apostelgeschichte, which means the history, the story of the apostles.
所以在德文里的意思呢，就是使徒们的历史。
And this book describes fully and in much detail.Of what was able to be done by that early church.
所以呢，这本书就描述了在早期教会的一些情况。
And in particular, it mentions the work of the Holy Spirit to accomplish all of that.
特别到了圣灵的工作。
I once went through the book of Acts to count how many times the Holy Spirit is mentioned.
啊，我一次就去数到底圣灵在这书里面提到过多少次呢？
Can you imagine how many times?
你们知道吗？
If you don't want to go through it and count it yourself, I've counted it.
啊，你如果自己不想数，其实我已经数过了。
57 times.
一共有57次。
The Holy Spirit is mentioned in the book of Acts.
就是在《使徒行传》里面提到了圣灵。
So we can really call this the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
其实我们可以叫这卷书叫、啊、圣灵行传。
Because when the Holy Spirit is given his rightful place, then things will happen.
当我们把圣灵放在一个正确的位置时候呢，那事情就会发生。
So we have to be reminded again and again that if a church grows, it is because the Holy Spirit is given freedom to work in our lives.
我们必须要不断地提醒自己，那么教会的成长是因为、啊、圣灵的工作。
Now, the reason we call it the book, the Acts of the Apostles is because it talks about the ministry of the apostles in the early church.
使徒行传之所以叫使徒行传，因为它描写了在早期教会使徒们的工作。
But it principally focuses on two men.
但主要是集中在两个人身上。
The Apostle Peter.
使徒彼得
and the Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗。
The first 12 chapters, we see Peter evangelizing the Jewish people.
在前面十二章，我们看到彼得在犹太人中传福音。
He was teaching the Jewish people about the Messiah.
他教导、啊、就是犹太人关于弥赛亚的信息。
That is the first 12 chapters.
这就是前面十二章。
The second part of the book from chapter 13 to 28, it talks about the Apostle Paul's ministry.
那从第十三章到结尾二十八章是讲、啊、使徒保罗的工作。
And that is Paul's ministry outside of the Jewish people.
那在犹太人以外的工作。
And so Paul is called the Apostle to the Gentiles.
保罗被称为外邦人的使徒。
Because that's where he was evangelizing.
这就是、啊、他向外邦人传福音。
That's where he was preaching the gospel.、
啊、向外邦人来宣扬福音。
And whenever the gospel is preached, people will find Christ.
当我们向别人宣扬福音的时候呢，那人就来找到基督。
So when that happened, then the Apostle Paul founded churches in many different areas.
所以保罗在很多地方都建立了教会。
So we read about that in Acts, where he traveled on several missionary journeys.
我们在《使徒行传》中也读到他有几次的宣教旅行。
We read about the places where the churches were established.
我们读到他在很多地方建立了教会。
And then later on, we read about the letters that Paul wrote to those churches.
那后来我们也读到保罗写给这些教会的信。
So we can learn an awful lot about the churches.
那我们从这卷书里面就可以了解到很多关于教会的事情。
And this morning I want to talk about what are the real priorities that we need in every church.
那今天我要讲的就是说，一个教会的真正的优先次序是什么？
We really need to go back to the scriptures to find out what should be the focus of our attention in the church.
所以我们必须要回到圣经来看我们作为教会所要关注的到底是什么。
Because God has a purpose for the church.
因为教会对神有一个旨意。
And you and I, we are part of the church. We need to understand what God wants us to do.
我们作为教会的肢体必须要明白神的旨意。
And if we want to move forward as a church, the better we understand God's purposes, the more we can fulfill them.
教会要往前走，我们必须要明白神的旨意，怎么样去来成就神的旨意。
So if you have Bibles, I want you to turn again to chapter 13 of the book of Acts.
如果您带了圣经，请翻到使徒行传的第十三章。
Now I had mentioned this in the earlier service.
在上一堂我提到。
And I will mention it to you too.
这一堂我要再次提。
I hope that all of you have Bibles with you.
我希望每个人都带了圣经。
It is unfortunate that in many, many places people don't carry Bibles anymore.
现在很多教会大家都不带圣经了。
And they always bring their little iPhones or something like this.
他们都是用手机。
You know, I have one too.
我其实也用。
And in case of emergency, I will use this.
但只是在紧急情况下我才会用。
But there's always a great danger when you bring an iPhone to a church service.
但是呢，你每次拿着手机来到教会的崇拜的时候，总是有一个危险性。
People might look up a scripture passage, and after that's finished, they'll check their email.
你可能拿着这个手机来看圣经，看完了以后，可能就会去查你的电子邮件。
Or they look at what text message they got.
或者收到了什么这个短信。
Or it reminds them of something else.
或者要提醒他们做什么事情。
And then when they look up, the sermon is half over.
等他们再抬头的时候呢，那个道已经讲了一半了。
That's, I think we should start a habit of having a basket.As you come in the door, and everybody puts his cell phone in there.
所以呢，我们需要养成一个习惯，在教会门口放一个篮子，每个人进来的时候就把手机丢在里面。
But I'm afraid that will not be acceptable.
可能呢，这个是大家没办法接受的。
It's easier if you bring your Bible.
其实呢，带了圣经其实并不难。
You cannot put notes on your iPhone, but you can put it on the margin of your Bible.
你在手机上是没有办法写这个注释的。
Or if you want to underline some passage.
或者你想这个在一些经文下划线。
Or if you don't know something, you can put a question mark next to it.
或者你打一个问号在你不懂的地方。
And if you come back the next Sunday, you go find a pastor or elder Xu and say,There's something in the Bible I read I don't understand. Can you help me?
所以下一次主日的时候，你就可以着圣经来找许长老说：“哎，这边我读不懂，你能不能给我解释一下？”
Do you know what his reaction would be?
你知道他会怎么反应吗
？He would faint.
他可能会晕倒了。
Because nobody has come to him and says, Pastor, I've been studying the Bible, and there's something I need help with.
因为从来没有人找他说：“哎，我读不懂圣经，你能帮助我？”
Have you ever done that?
你有没有问过他呢
？How many of you have done that?
你们有多少人
？Oh, so many hands!
哇，我看到很多手都举起来了。
That's a wonderful thing about having a Bible. You can look it up.
所以呢，拿着纸质的圣经是很棒的事情。
So next time I come, I will look and ask you how many brought Bibles.
下一次我来，我就问你们多少人带了这个圣经。
Now, if you are so poor you cannot buy a Bible, I will buy one for you.
如果你没有钱买圣经，我可以给你买一本。
Okay, is that a good deal?
是不是不错啊
？Okay, Now that was the end of my commercial.
啊，这就是我广告就结束了。
Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章。
We read in the church of Antioch.
我们就读到安提阿的教会。
There were prophets and teachers, and then it lists a bunch of names.
讲到这个安提阿的教会有先知和教士，然后列举了好几个人的名字。
Now, I want to talk a little about prophets.
啊，我就来先讲一下先知。
And we could spend the whole morning talking about the prophets in the Bible.
如果我们要讲圣经中的先知的话，可能要花一个上午的时间。
Because if you read through the Old Testament, you come to a section that is where they're all prophets.
在这个圣经里面有一部分的书就是先知书。
When I ask you, what is the function of a prophet?
那先知的工作是什么呢？
I think I know what most of you will say.
我相信很多人都会这么回答。
Prophets and prophecy deal with foretelling about the future.
先知就是预言未来的事情。
Because we read in the prophets a lot of things that did not happen at that time, but would happen in the future.
在先知书中，我们读到很多的预言，关于未来的预言。
For instance, in the prophet Micah, the Old Testament, we read aboutBethlehem, where Jesus would be born.
比如在旧约的弥迦书中，我们读到预言到耶稣基督会出生在伯利恒。
The prophet Isaiah predicts in chapter 53 about the sufferings that Christ went through on the cross.
以赛亚书五十三章就预言到耶稣基督在十字架上的受难。
We read also where.Jesus would give birth, would be given birth through a virgin.
我们也读到这样的预言，就是说耶稣基督是从童女出生的。
So yes, in many cases, the prophets were talking about something that would happen hundreds of years later.
的确啊，先知有很多的关于几百年以后的事情的预言。
But that was not the main function of the prophets.
但其实这并不是先知主要的工作。
There is one phrase that occurs again and again in the scriptures.
在圣经中经常出现一句话
，And that is that little saying, "Thus says the Lord."
耶和华如此说。
I want you to notice that the prophet's chief function was to become spokesman for God in their generation.
先知最主要的工作就是在他那个时代成为神的发言人。
I've been recently reading through the book of Jeremiah.
我正在读耶利米书。
And again and again it says, the word of the Lord came to me to speak to you.
多次提到耶和华的话临到我。
The prophets had one major function.
先知有一个重要的工作。
They were to become spokesmen for God to say, this is what God wants you to do now.
这就是成为神的发言人告诉百姓，这就是神要你所做的。
Not in the future,
不是在将来
，but a message for our generation right at this point.
就是在我们当今的这个世代。
And they could speak with authority.
是他们是带着权柄。
They were not giving their own personal opinions.
而不是发表他们自己的意见。
They were saying, "This is what God says to you."
他们说这就是神所告诉你的。
I'm just the mouthpiece for God.
我只是代神来发言。
There were prophets in that church.
在教会中就有这样的先知。
In the early church, there were prophets.
在早期教会中有先知。
Not telling about the future so much.
并不是去预言未来的。
But to talk about the message of the word of God to our generation.
而是在当今的时代来宣讲神的话语。
That was the important message.
这就是一个非常重要的信息。
Do you have a prophet in your church?
我们教会有没有先知？
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11.
在以弗所书四章十一节。
It says that God has a special gift for every church.
神给每一个教会都有一个特别的恩赐。
And it lists several of those.
他就列举了几个。
It says God gave apostles.
有使徒。
Gave prophets.
有先知。
Evangelists.
传福音的。
And pastors and teachers.
牧师和教师。
Those are gifted people that God puts in every church.
这就是神把这些有恩赐的人放在每一个教会
to fulfill these functions
来完成这样的事工。
I think we had a great prophet here in America in these last number of decades.
在过去几十年，美国有一位非常重要的先知。
I think you all know his name.
你们可能都知道他的名字。
Billy Graham.
就是葛培里牧师。
Billy Graham is usually called a great evangelist.
葛培里牧师是一个非常著名的福音布道家。
Because he preached the gospel and there were thousands and thousands of people that found Christ.
他布道的时候呢，有成千上万的人归向主。
My own sister found Christ in a Billy Graham meeting.
我的姐姐其实就是在葛培里牧师的布道会中信主的。
Now there's one thing that Billy Graham always did when he preached.
但葛培里牧师在讲道的时候总说一件事。
He would always say this one thing.
他就讲一句话。
The Bible says.
圣经如此说。
Again and again, Billy Graham would say.This is what God says.
他不断地说，这就是神所说的。
The Bible says this.
因为圣经是这样说的。
That's why he had power.
这就是他为什么有这样的能力。
He was not saying, I think it's this.
他从来不说，我认为。
He said, this is what God says.
他说，这就是神所说的。
He gave a prophetic message that had authority and power.
所以他这个预言是带有能力和权柄的。
So the early church had prophets.
所以呢，在早期教会有先知。
We need people in our churches today who can speak with authority and power.
所以今天我们的教会也需要有这样能够带着权和能力来讲话的。
We do not need leaders in our churches that say we must be careful what we say because we need to be politically correct.
我们在教会里不需要这样的领袖，就说了我们为了政治的正确，我们不能这样说话。
And unfortunately, in many churches in America today, we have pastors who yield to political correctness.
但是呢，很不幸的是，今天在美国有很多的教会的牧师都会去屈服于这个政治正确性。
But we need prophets who can speak with authority.
但是我们需要在教会里有这样的能够带着权柄讲话的先知。
Because they're not giving their own opinion, they're saying this is what God's word has to say to us.
不是发表自己的意见，而是说这是神所告诉我们的。
The second thing it mentions here that there were prophets and teachers.
第二件事就是说，除了先知还有教师。
Teachers are also mentioned in this Ephesians 4 passage.
在这个以弗所书里面也提到了教师。
Every church needs teachers.
每个教会都需要教师。
But not everybody is a teacher.
并不是每个人都可以当教师的。
To become a teacher of the word of God requires discipline.
教导神的话语是需要有纪律的。
It's disciplined study of the scriptures.
就是要坚持学习神的话语。
It takes time.
花时间。
The scripture says it's like digging for gold.
就好像在淘金一样。
Hard work.
是非常努力的工作。
And many people don't do hard work when it comes to that.
但是呢，当我们学习圣经的时候，很多人不愿意花很多的努力。
I once talked to a pastor.
我有一次跟一位牧者谈话。
And he said, you know, I never have to prepare for a Sunday morning sermon.
他说我主日讲道从来不需要准备。
I get onto the pulpit.
我来到讲台前。
And just when I step there to the microphone,I think God will give me some words to say.
当我来到麦克风前的话，就是我相信神就会给我他所要讲的话。
I wonder what kind of teaching he gave.
我真是不懂他会有什么样的教导。
You know, it is so important that we know what the Bible teaches before we can teach others.
所以我们必须要先明白圣经的教导，我们才能够去教导别人。
You know, I've attended a lot of home Bible studies.
我参加过很多家庭的这个查经。
And they can be a great blessing to us.
其实是对我们很大的祝福。
But sometimes I think we go about it the wrong way.
但是有时候我们的做法并不正确。
We sit around in a circle.
我们坐成一圈。
And the leader says, we're going to study this passage.
然后带查经的人说，我们今天要查这段经文。
And so they read this passage together.
他们就一起读这段经文。
And then he turns to the first person on his left and he says, what do you think about this?
然后他就问旁边的人，你觉得这段经文是在讲什么的？
And the person, of course, has to answer.
当然那个人必须要回答。
Because otherwise he'd be 不好意思 not to answer.
如果不回答的话就不太好意思。
And so he just says something.
他就讲了。
His own idea.
他自己的想法。
Then he goes to the second person, asks him the same question.
然后他又问第二个人同样的问题。
And they go around that circle and everybody says something.
然后轮流每个人都讲一些自己的看法。
And they call this Bible study.
他们就把这个称为查经。
No.
不是的。
They do not know the scriptures and so they just share their own opinion.
因为他们并没有仔细地学过这段经文，他们只是在发表自己的意见。
Because for many of them, this is the first time they've ever looked at this passage.
其实很多人可能是第一次读到这段经文。
In order to teach, we need to be acquainted with scripture.
所以呢，如果要教导圣经的话，我们必须先自己熟悉圣经。
And you compare scripture with other scripture.
然后比较不同的经文。
You can't just take one verse out and say, well, what does this mean?
你不能指着挑出一节来说，这是什么意思？
We need to know the whole context of the passage.
我们必须要清楚整段的上下文。
And that takes time.
当然是要花很多的时间。
There was a very famous English pastor by the name of Charles Spurgeon.
有一位非常著名的英国布道家，他的名字叫斯布珍。
And this is what he said.
就是他说的话。
The door to the word of God can only be opened through the key of diligent study.
只有勤奋学习的钥匙才能打开通往神话语的大门。
If you want to understand the scriptures,
如果你想了解圣经，
and if you want to teach it,
如果你想去教导圣经，
It takes effort and time and energy.
需要花时间、精力和努力。
So the early church needed teachers.
在早期教会需要教师。
And if we want to look for a church, if we ever move to another place, we need to look for a church that teaches the word of God.
所以当我们如果搬家要寻教会的时候，我们一定要去寻找那些教导神话语的教会。
During the 1980s, we were missionaries in Germany.
在1980年代，我们在德国做宣教士。
And at one time, I remember going to a church.
有一次我记得去一间教会。
And the pastor was preaching on a strange subject.
那牧师在讲一个很奇怪的题目。
He talked about trees.
他在讲树，树木。
Now the Bible talks a lot about trees.
圣经中很多地方都提到树。
But he wasn't talking about trees in the Bible.
但他并不是在讲圣经中的树。
Like Adam and Eve, they took from a tree in the Garden of Eden.
不是伊甸园里的树。
He didn't talk about those trees.
他没有讲那些树。
He talked about the trees in that area where he was living, the big trees, the small trees, the green trees, and different kinds of trees.
他在想他所住的地种各种各样的树。
And how we had to be aware of our environment. We should not pollute our environment because of the trees.
然后我们必须要认识到我们环境的重要，不能去污染环境。
He wasn't teaching the Bible.
他没有在教导圣经。
And there are pastors today in some churches that only will teach anything else but the Bible.
其实现在一些教会很多的牧者，他们什么都教导，但只是不教导圣经。
So if you ever look for a new church, look where there are teachers of the Word of God.
所以当你寻找教会的时候，一定要去寻找那些教导神话语的教会。
So in this early church, the number one priority was.The importance of the scriptures.
所以在早期教会的第一优先的就是神话语的重要性。
And if South Valley is to grow,
如果南谷要成长。
If South Valley is to be successful,
如果南谷要成功。
If it is to accomplish God's purposes,
能够成全神的旨意。
It is only when there is that foundation saying.This church takes the word of God seriously.
所以呢，必须说这个教会是把非常严肃的来对待神的话语作为它的根基。
And to everyone, the Bible is the most important thing in their lives.
对每一个人来说，圣经是我们生命中最重要的。
That's the first priority.
那这就是第一优先。
The second point of priority is.The faithful ministry of its leadership.
第二就是 教会领袖们的忠心的服事。
Look at verse 2.
请看第二节。
Where it talks about these men.
他讲到这些人。
It says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting.
他们侍奉主禁食的时候。
Literally, it means, while they were engaged in the ministry.
其实就是在讲他们在啊。进行他们的事工的时候
they were fully engaged, fully involved in this ministry. They were the leaders of that church.
作为教会的领袖，他们全然投入到这个侍奉当中。
They were fulfilling the duties to which God had called them.
所以呢，他们在去啊完成神呼召他们所给他们的使命。
God had given them a very sacred responsibility.
神给他们一个非常神圣的责任。
And they refused to be sidetracked.Into other things to do at the same time.
他们想要心无旁骛地来做这些事情。
Those who were called to full-time ministry had to be fully committed to this.
所有这些啊全职侍奉的人，他们必须要啊全然地委身在这个事工上。
Now, in Acts chapter 6, we learn a lesson about this.
在使徒行传第六章，我们学到了一个功课。
That young church in Jerusalem was faced with very serious problems.
啊，耶路撒冷的年轻的教会啊，面临着很多的困难。
And one of their problems was they became so involved in the urgent needs of the church that they neglected the primary needs.
其中一个问题，他们就是说，他们非常的忙于解决教会紧急的问题，而忽略了教会重要的需要。
This early church had lots of problems.
这个早期的教会有很多的问题。
You remember that church grew very fast.
因为这个教会成长非常迅速。
On the very first day that the church was born.It had 3,000 members.
第一天建立的时候就有3,000人。
Peter preached that great sermon on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候，彼得讲了一篇道。
3,000 people became members of the church.
有3,000人信主，成为教会的会众。
And then it says, every day the Lord added more people.
每天神又增加更多的
人。Every day.
每一天。
And then pretty soon we read about 5,000 Christians.
很快就达到了5,000人。
And there probably were many, many more, maybe over 10 to 20,000 Christians.
可能会超过一两万人的这个信徒。
Now when you have so many people, you've got lots of problems.
当你有这么多人的时候呢，你就会有很多的问题。
Do you have problems here at South Valley?
在南谷我们有没有问题呢？
Do you?
有吗？
Of course, yes.
当然有。
Because if you'd say we don't have any problems, then I'd say,I wonder what's wrong with this church.
如果说你说什么问题都没有，我就觉得这个教会一定有问题。
So that early church had lots of problems.
所以在这个早期的教会有很多的问题。
The more people, the more problems.
人越多，问题就越多。
I was once talking to one of the elders of another CCI church, not this one.
我有一次跟这个另一间这个基督徒会堂的长老谈话。
And I'm not going to tell you which one it was.
我不告诉你是哪一间。
Because it's a good church too.
是一个非常好的教会。
And so I looked at the church and I said, you know, we have one Sunday morning a Mandarin service. We could easily have two.
说我们现在这个只有这个一堂的国语的这个讲道，其实我们可以有两堂。
Because we have this nice big place, we could fill it a second time.
所以呢，这个这么大的地方，我们可以第二堂就把它这个装满。
So this elder to me, don't pray that way.
所以呢，那个长老说，你千万不要这样祷告。
I said, why not?
我说为什么呢
？He said, because we have so many problems already with the people we have, we don't need to get more people in.
他说，现在我们这么多人已经有这么多的问题，如果人更多的话，问题就会更多了。
That's true.
其实是真的。
The more people, the more problems.
人越多，问题就越多。
And then the Holy Spirit did something wonderful.
但圣做了一件很奇妙的工作。
The apostle, the Holy Spirit talked to the apostles, to the leadership.
所以呢，圣灵就对这些使徒们讲。
Now it doesn't say that, but I know that's what he did.
但虽然没有记载在圣经中，但这的确是这样。
He helped them establish priorities for their ministry.
所以呢，他帮助这些使徒们确定他们这个服事的优先次序。
And so the apostle said, there are many responsibilities in the church.
使徒们说啊，在教会里有很多的责任。
But we will only commit ourselves to two ministries.
但我们呢，只能专心于两项事工。
We will give ourselves to the ministry of prayer.And to the ministry of teaching the word of God.
所以呢，我们要专心于啊祷告和传道。
That's all we will do.
这就是我们所要做的。
The other things of the church.
那其他的工作。
We will find wonderful, gifted, spiritual laymen in our church and turn that responsibility over to them.
我们会把他们啊交托给这些啊属灵的。有恩赐的人。
In Acts chapter 6, verse 3 and 4, we read this.
在使徒行传第六章第三四节。
It says, Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and we will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word.
所以弟兄们当从你们中间选出七个有好名声被圣灵充满智慧充足的人我们就派他们管理这事但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事
So these leaders of the church they said our number one responsibility in the church is prayer and the ministry of the word of God
所以教会的领袖说、我们最高的优先次序就是祈祷和传道
These men were not sitting behind some big desks and making important financial decisions.
这些啊使徒他们并不是坐在办公桌后面去来做一些关于这个财务方面的决定。
They didn't talk about should we enlarge our building or what kind of a roof should we have.
他们并不是说是怎么样去扩建我们的教会，怎么样去啊更换屋顶。
They were not occupied with what carpet should we get in our floors.
或者说用什么样的地毯。
Or what color should we paint our walls.
或者把墙壁涂成什么颜色。
They say those things we will delegate to others to take care of.
我们会把这些事分派给其他的人。
We don't want to take our time.Away from the important things.
我们不想把我们的时间花在这些不是重要的事情上面。
You know, amazing things would happen in our churches if leadership would follow this example.
如果我们教会的领袖们也遵照这样的一个例子的话，我想就是我们的教会其实会发生一些很奇妙的事情。
But I think our people would be shocked.
但是呢。我们的弟兄姐妹可能会觉得很吃惊。
Saying, what do our elders, what do our pastors do?
那我们的牧者，我们的长老在做什么呢？
They sit in their office and they pray and they study the Bible the whole time.
他们整天都坐在办公室里面祷告，读圣经。
And they don't do anything else.
其他的一切都不做。
Do we pay them for that?
我们花钱就是让他们做那些
的。See, this is how people would think.
这就是其实我们人很容易这样。
But the important thing is that leadership needs to take their responsibility seriously.
但是呢，实际上啊，教会的领袖们必须要对他们的责任非常的严肃的来对待。
Now, actually, the leadership has a threefold ministry that they have to carry out.
所以教会的领袖他其实有三方面的事工。
First, it's their relationship to God.
第一个就是与神的关系。
The second one is their relationship to their congregation, to their people.
第二个就是与教会的会众的关系。
And the third one is in regards to the outside world, those who are lost, who are without a savior.
第三个就是与在教会以外那些失丧的人。
So the first priority a pastor, a leader of the church, any leader faces.Is in his relationship towards God.
所以作为教会的领袖，他最高优先的这个次序就是与神的关系。
It says these men were fasting and praying together in Antioch.
在安提阿，这些人他们就在禁食祷告。
They realized that their spiritual power and authority came as a result of their relationship with God.
因为他们很清楚，他们属灵的能力来自于与他们与 神的关系。
If they were to be leaders, their own walk with God was priority.
所以当他们都是领袖的时候，他们与神同行就是他们最高的一个优先次序。
They took time to listen to God.
他们花时间倾听神。
They took time to pray to God.
向神祷告。
They took time to search the scriptures.
查考圣经。
Yes, they even spent time fasting.
他们甚至还花时间来禁食。
They wanted to be so concentrated on the important things that they even said we can do without food.
他们是说我们要集中精力在这些重要的事情上，我们甚至可以不吃喝。
They did this privately.
他们私底下这样做。
But according to this passage, they also did this publicly. Others knew about it.
但是呢，他们根据这段圣经也在一起在做这些事。
I wonder what would happen in our churches if pastors and leaders would do that today.
我一直在想，如果今天我们的教会的领袖，我们的牧者也这样做的话，会有什么样的结果呢？
They would set an example for others.
他们就会为其他人设立了一个榜样。
And so Paul writes to Timothy, who was a young pastor whom he had trained.
所以保罗写信给提摩太，提摩太是一位保罗所训练的年轻的牧者。
He says, Timothy, watch your life and your doctrine closely.
所以他说对提摩太讲，你要谨慎自己和你自己的教训。
Watch out for your own life.
要谨慎你自己的生命。
Make sure that your relationship with God is always strong.
要确保你跟神的关系是一个很好的关系。
Pastors and leaders in a church are human.
教会的领袖，教会的牧者都是人。
And just as we face temptations, they face temptations.
就像我们面对诱惑一样，他们也面对他们的诱惑。
That's why we as a congregation, as a church, need to pray for our leaders.
所以作为一个教会，我们要一起来为我们的领袖们来祷告。
Let's not think and say, oh, they don't have those problems, they are so spiritual.
不能认为他们这么属灵，他们不会有这些问题的。
No, everyone has these temptations and problems.
每个人都会有试探跟问题。
And our ministry will rise or fall upon how close we walk in our relationship to God.
就取决于我们跟神的关系是怎么样，我们的这个事工也会有高低起伏。
So it is important that leaders in the church spend time with God.
所以呢，教会的领袖应该花时间与人同在。
That is number one for them.
这就是他们最高的一个。
Because if they fail in that, they will fail in their ministry.
如果他们不能这样做的话，他们的事工就不会成功。
The second priority is they must minister to people.
第二，他们必须要来服侍他们的百姓。
Recently, I heard about a church wanting to call a pastor.
最近我听说有一个教会。
They wanted to call a pastor to come.
那他们想要找一个牧师来。
And they said he's a great teacher.
他们说他是一个非常好的教师。
He's a good speaker.
非常会讲道。
But he doesn't like to mix with people.
但是呢，他不喜欢跟人打交道。
What do leaders do?
那领袖们要做什么呢？
They need to be with people. They need to help them.
他需要跟人在一起来帮助他们。
They need to have social contact with them.
他们需要有跟他们有交往。
If a pastor can preach but he cannot talk with individuals and show concern for them, he is not going to be a good shepherd.
如果一个牧者他只会讲道，但是呢不善于与他的这个会众沟通的话，他其实他不能成为一个好的牧者。
And we need to have good shepherds in our church.
我们在教会里就需要这样的好的牧者。
In the book of Acts, in chapter 20,
在使徒行传第二十章
we have a wonderful description of what a shepherd does for the church.
那这里面就讲到一个好的牧者为教会所做的。
And I don't have time this morning to talk about that. I mentioned four things that a shepherd does for his people.
今天早上因为时间关系，我只讲四点。
Number one responsibility is they need to protect and guard their flock.
所以第一就是要保护看守他们的羊群。
We have a lot of deception coming in and the church can be led astray, so they need to guard the church.
因为有很多的这些啊欺骗会来，会让教会迷失。
Secondly, they need to feed and provide for the flock.
第二，他们就需要喂养，要供应他们的羊群。
They need, when the people come together, they need to feed them from the word of God.
当人来到教会的时候，他们必须要用神的话语来喂养他们。
And that comes through encouraging them, challenging them, comforting them.
安慰他，鼓励他们，也挑战他们。
Thirdly, they're to instruct and teach the flock.
第三，就是要教导他们的羊群。
They want their people to grow, so they need to teach them how they can grow.
就教导他们怎样才能够成长。
How they can minister to others.
怎么样来服侍别人。
And then they are finally, they are to direct and lead the flock.
最后他们要去带领他们的羊群。
And they do that by personal example.
用他们个人的这样做这个榜样。
They need to present them with a vision of what could be done.
然后呢，要让他们看到有这样的一个意向。
That's what a shepherd does.
这就是一个牧者的责任。
And so all these things are there that God has provided the church for.
这就是呢神所供应给教会的这些。
And in Ephesians chapter 4, we read about how God gave gifted men to the church.
在以弗所书第四章就是讲到神赐给教会的恩赐。
And let me mention those five categories again.
有五类。
Apostles,
使徒
prophets,
先知
evangelists,
传福音的
pastors and teachers,
牧师和教师。
And now God gave those gifts. Now the next verse says why God has given those leaders that responsibility.
但下一节就让我们看到为什么神会把这些责任给这些教会的领袖呢？
In verse 12 of Ephesians 4, it says, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
所以以弗所书四章十二节就讲到是为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Their chief function as leaders is to build up the church to equip them for the ministry.
所以他们主要的责任就是要来建立，来预备这些信徒们，来让他们可以去侍奉。
Who does the ministry in South Valley?
那在南谷谁来侍奉呢？
If you think of some names,
如果你可能想到几个人的名字，
you're going the wrong direction.
那就是不对的。
Do you know what the Bible teaches us?
你知道圣经是怎么教导的呢？
That every single one of us in this church are to be equipped and prepared for the ministry.
我们教会每一个人都需要来装备，来侍奉。
Everyone,
每一个人。
We are compared to being part of the body.
我们是被比喻成一个身体。
The body of Christ.
基督的身体。
Where Christ is the head.
基督是头。
And we are all members one of another.
我们都是肢体。
And there is no part in our body that says, I'm not important.
每个肢体可以说我是不重要的。
There is no part in our body that says, oh, I'm not going to do anything.
没有一个肢体可以说我不需要做任何事情。
And so many people come to church.
很多人来到教会。
They say the pastor, he must do everything.
有人说牧师应该做一切。
The elders have to do all the responsibility.
长老应该负起一切的责任。
And if they preach a sermon,
如果他们讲道，
we just sit there and listen.
我们只是坐在那里听。
If we don't like it,
我们不喜欢，
we're not going to come back.
我们就不会再回来。
I am not here to do anything but just to come to church on Sunday.
我其实不需要做任何事情，只是主日来。
That is not what the Bible teaches.
这并不是圣经所教导的。
The Bible says we have leaders who need to prepare us for the ministry.
所以圣经说教会的领袖要来预备信徒们来侍奉。
And if you cannot minister on your own, then you need to come to be prepared and equipped to do the work of the ministry.
如果你还没有办法侍奉的话，你必须要来预备，来装备，能够来 开始侍奉。
And that is the responsibility of leadership to train everyone in the congregation.
所以呢，教会的领袖他们有责任来啊训练，来装备每一个信徒。
If you are the body of Christ, God has given you gifts.
如果你是在基督的身体里面的肢体，你神就给你一个恩赐。
But many of you are not using your gifts.
但很多人并没有来运用我们的恩赐。
So leadership is to help you develop and prepare yourself for the ministry.
那教会的领袖就会帮助你来啊，预备来发展你的这个能够来侍奉。
This is the chief task of a church.
这是啊教会的一个主要的啊任务。
A church's success is not measured by how many people come.
教会的成功并不是用啊有多少人来教会来衡量的。
Church's success is how many people have been prepared for the ministry.
教会的成功是以有多少人已经预备好来侍奉来衡量的。
So that is the function of the leadership.
所以这就是啊教会领袖们的工作。
And the third one is they reach out to the world outside.
第三就是他们要来去找寻这些啊外面的教会以外的人。
People that are lost need to be reached.
啊，那些失丧的人需要被寻见。
And in Acts 13, it tells us that is exactly what happened.
在使徒行传十三章就告诉我们。
From among those five leaders in the church, God selected two of them.
在这个教会的五个领袖中，神拣选了两个。
And he called them to do a ministry that was totally new to them.
去招他们做一个全新的工作。
He said, I want you to leave this area and go to other parts where the gospel has not been preached.
我要你们离开你们的本地，去那个福音还没有传到的地方。
And we want you to reach the lost for Christ.
去找寻这些失丧的人。
That's what the early church did.
这就是早期教会所做的工作。
But the gospel always started in Jerusalem.
但福音总是都是从耶路撒冷开始的。
But Jesus said, not just in Jerusalem, from Jerusalem, you go to Judea.
但耶稣说，不仅仅是要耶路撒冷，还要到犹太全地。
And then go to Samaria.
啊，撒玛利亚。
And then you go to the uttermost part of the earth.
啊，直到地极。
See, it was men and women who heard God's call upon their lives and they were equipped to do that ministry.
所以呢，这些人就是听到了神的呼召来装备好来做这个事工。
The church in Antioch had their priorities straight.
所以呢，安提阿的教会他们就建立了一个这个先后的优先次序。
It was a church that was fully committed to the word of God.
所以这个教会就完全致力于神的话。
It was a church where the leadership prepared its people for the ministry.
教会的领袖们就来装备他们的信徒来侍奉。
And they had a vision to reach out to those who were lost.
他们的意向就是去找寻那些失丧的人。
If we follow those same priorities,
如果我们也用同样的优先次序。
God will use you as a light in a dark place, beginning right here.
神就会在这里啊，让你来做光，来在黑暗成为黑暗中的光明。
And whether you are at home or at school or at work,
无论你是在家里面，还是在读书，还是在做事
，and wherever else you might go,
啊，无论到什么地方。
God will use you as a light.
神就会让你来做这个光。
And you can do that work of the ministry.
那你就可以做这样的一个宣教的工作。
Those are the priorities of the church.
这就是教会的优先次序。
And the Holy Spirit is the one that can help you accomplish all of this.
圣灵可以帮助我们来成就这一切。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word.
天父，感谢你的话语。
Thank you that it speaks truth.
感谢你啊，让真理让我们晓得。
And thank you that it can be trusted in all things.
因为我们知道我们在一切的情况下都可以来信靠你。
Lord, I pray your blessing upon this church.
主啊，我求你来赐福这个教会。
I pray that you will use every single man and woman.
你用使用教会中的每一个人。
And grant them that they might be ready to be prepared for the ministry.
让他们能够预备好，装备好来做你的工作。
So that we will fulfill our purpose as a church.
所以作为一个教会，我们能够来成全你在我们身上的旨意。
And many more people might find Christ through us.
让更多的人通过我们来找到耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.